said with a shrug and a wink. As they left the table, he added so only Bella could hear,
"Although God knows I've tried to get you to."
She turned to face him and put a hand on his arm. "I do love you. I'll always love you. You're my best friend." A stab of guilt gutted her. She kissed him on the cheek. The psychologist in her wondered what to do about Ethan. They'd had a thing a few years back, which had ended amiably, but every time he broke up with his current girlfriend, he kept wanting to get back together. "My father loves you so much, he's forgotten you're Jewish," she said.
"No, he hasn't. He just knows I love you enough to convert and raise the kids Catholic."
She rolled her eyes. "Thank you for coming tonight. I'm not sure I could have faced this crowd without you." Ethan had helped her get on her feet again after the worst crisis of her life, and she owed him everything. They'd been drawn to each other because of their mutual history, but the spark just wasn't there. Now he was still smarting from his last relationship, and she was on the brink of making some major life changes, although she hadn't told her family yet, or Ethan, for that matter. Despite her best efforts, she just hadn't met any men who were normal, not even halfway. Of course, living for all these years in their sleepy tourist town of Mirror Lake, Connecticut, hadn't exactly given her a potpourri of guys to choose from, even if her friends had made it their main mission in life to fix her up. On impulse, she diverted Ethan away from the cookie table and hung a sharp right toward the bar.
"Godfather's not going to like this,"
Ethan said, glancing behind his shoulder at where her family sat. "My dad can wait a little." A few minutes later, they stood near the cookie table, Ethan holding two full shot glasses.
"What is it with you Italians?"
he asked, stressing the long I.
"I've never seen so many homemade cookies in my life."
Bella popped a palo de neve, a snowball cookie, into her mouth and gave a shrug.
"It's what we do. People get married, we bake."
He handed her a shot glass full of whiskey and clinked his own glass to hers.
"Mazel tov,"
he said.
"Salute,"
she replied and chugged down the drink. It burned, hot fire sliding down her esophagus, but not enough. She wished for numbness, something one or two shots could never give her. Having half her high school class here was making her nervous, bringing back all kinds of memories she'd rather forget. Not to mention, she kept scanning the room, looking for a tall, sinfully handsome man with gypsy black hair, olive skin, and a wicked, barely there smile that used to make her knees go weak. He wouldn't even look the same, she was certain of it. 9 years since she'd seen him last was a long time, and the boyish features she remembered were surely long gone. He'd probably gained 30 pounds, gone bald, suffered from the pox. She could only hope.
"You all right?"
Ethan flashed her a concerned look.
"It's like a damn reunion here. You sure you don't mind hanging around with the only Jew from Our Lady of the Lake High School class of 2004?
"It's all right. As long as you don't drink too much like at the last wedding and ask the DJ to play Hava Nagila."
"I'll try to behave."
He set their empty glasses down on a nearby table.
"By the way, you look drop-dead gorgeous in that red dress. Roman will appreciate that."
She gave him what she hoped was a stern look. "Ethan."
"I know he's here somewhere. His mother brought her lab mix rescue into the clinic the other day and told me he was coming."
Ethan seemed to be watching her reaction carefully. She had not dressed to impress Roman Spikinos. She was over him. He was long ago. However, there was nothing wrong with wanting to look your best if you just happened to run into your first love 12 years after you broke up with him, was there? And no other combination inspired confidence more than a lipstick red dress and heels.
Hello, Bella dear,
her elderly third cousin from Delaware said, giving her a hug.